Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to
Add Another Thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Dorn.
And this is the podcast where we contribute to, but not add value in any way, to the conversation. And we certainly haven't been doing that over the last three weeks. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Not much.
Hold on now. What do you mean, not much? You announced today a brand new show.
But the new show, yeah. I've been admin. It's been admin.
What's it called? Dilemma.
Dilemma, yeah. So I have been gigging. Yeah, I've been gigging wherever will take me. I keep going in to do gigs. And then I go, these tourists don't get me. These 19-year-old American tourists that are taking their sabbaticals or whatever. I'm like, well, why do I keep doing this to myself?
Are they sitting there going, talk about girl math? Yes. And you're going, it's maths. It's plural, lads. There's lots of numbers, not just the one.
But you know what even it is? I find young Americans.
Oh, here we go.
From a stand-up, maybe it's a lost in translation thing, but I find them quite conservative at times.
I can imagine.
Well, it depends where they're from.
But I watch some American comedians and they travel around, so there'd be a lot like Matteo in New York, who I adore. When he's in New York and Chicago, he can say whatever the hell he wants. And then when he's in other places, he's like, oh, here we go. You're going to hate this. Got to bless myself every single time I say something.
Yes. And I have a feeling that if some of the ones that I've met, they're coming from Catholic colleges. So their parents allow them to go away because they're coming to a Catholic country. I could be wrong. I feel like I could be making that up, but I feel that's the gist. Like, there's Catholic colleges.
But when you think of an American Catholic and an Irish Catholic,
very different.
Where we were told, lads, this is all a story. Do you know the way this is this is a story. Whereas they're very, this is literal.
Yes. And a Catholic school in America is a Catholic school, and a Catholic school in Ireland is a school.
School. It's just, I'm going to school.
We have 6 schools that aren't Catholic ones. So, just a lot of little gigs, admin. What else have I been doing? I've definitely, every time I get my makeup done, I have a rash under the eyes.
What?
Do you remember the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still getting it.
But when you put on your own makeup.
No, but I don't wear much.
So it's. Did you get a rash again?
Yeah.
When did you get the makeup done?
Saturday.
Okay, I can't really. I don't think it looks.
Yeah, but I have like a tiny little bit of foundation on. But like the next day, all swollen. And I was like, right, this can't be a particular brand or whatever. Wasn't like drinking. Didn't go to bed with the makeup on or whatever. And I was like, and then I started thinking back and I was like, this is actually every single time I get my makeup professionally done.
So to use one of the phrases, she's putting all makeup artists on blast.
No, but I was talking to one today And she was giving me some advice and we were trying to figure out what it was.
Do you use false eye? Do they put false eyelashes on you?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes no. But it's not even the, it's not the eyelid, it's under the eye, the under the eye area. We were talking, remember we talked about this before, and I put the fucking preparation H on.
You got the pile cream.
I got the pile cream again. It does work though.
And it sorts it all out.
It does sort it out, yeah.
I said I was going to get that last time. Is it worth just having anyway to suck up the blood vessels?
It's worth having anyway. And I think, look, I think it's no harm if you had a mad weekend now, right? If you went on a mad weekend, no matter how good you were, you're going to be a bit dehydrated.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just pop a little bit of and you set up the hole just as preparation.
Oh, you put it directly up the hole.
Well, where that's where you put it.
Alright.
Where do you think you put it?
I thought you put the preparation H under the
eyes. Oh, under the eyes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you've done it.
Oh my God.
I was saying when you do it under the eye, just pop the resin, what's left, just pop it up your bum as well. Waste not, whatnot. Although I don't think it's expensive. Went to the dentist this morning.
Oh, I got a text from my dentist yesterday.
Go.
And I'm ignoring it.
No, no, go.
And you know what happened?
What?
Last night, brushing my teeth, bit of blood. I was like, it's like they knew.
Oh. Well, no, bit of blood is okay.
Oh, from the gums.
But that's healthy gum.
I used
I'm not like all the time bleeding, but.
No, but I was just sitting there going, oh, it's like they knew. I got the text. Yeah. And then they're like, we're going to send you a message to know you have to come to the dentist. And then I look back and it's been almost a year. That's really bad.
You have to go. You see, because I'm on it now after the implant.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the first time in a while I went. I had the checkup and there was nothing wrong. But he was... Oh, I don't mind outing him because actually the dental hygienist came in and she said it as well. So he starts cleaning the teeth. Grand, lovely. Drenched. Drenched.
It's been drenched.
So he's got the sucky thing in, yeah, and he's scraping it and he's got the water going. I'm getting drenched. It's like being in the hairdressers when you're getting, like, I could feel it going up behind the back of my ears and down my top. I was like, thank God I'm wearing a bit of an old woolly top. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I was nearly going to say, can I have a tissue like to hold on my chin while he was doing it or something? And then she came in and I said to her, oh, could I get a tissue? And she's like, oh, is he drenching you there? And I was like, yeah, I'm in the fucking deep end here, to be honest. Drenched.
Maybe his favourite film when he was a teenager was Flashdance and he just likes to recreate it, yeah, in any possible way that he can.
The pervert in me started thinking, is he doing this on purpose? But anyway, no filling, so I was happy out.
But that cleaning is...
disgusting.
Oh, Jesus, Mary. And it's just
horrible.
I know I have to go, but it,
yeah,
is, it's the guilt. It's like with the feet thing. And I know, and I keep on saying I need to go for a medical pedicure.
Oh no, well, I've got the feet, they're too far gone.
But I have, but mine are sore now because the skin is so hard.
And
oh yeah, sore. And I'm like, I have to go and do this, but I just feel sorry for the person who's going to have to do that. It's like that with the dentist. I don't mind the dentist. I don't really care about the pain or anything like that. I just feel sorry for them. I'm like, I am so sorry that this is the state of my teeth.
No, they love looking at people's mouth. The feet thing, look, you know, I've had my issues with feet.
Yes.
But you know what I'm realizing now? Do you remember when you used to go shopping with your mum and you go to a shoe shop and you get a glance at an old woman's foot? And you'd say to yourself, what the fuck has she been through in her life to warrant those trotters? Or you'd be like, is this her first pair of shoes? What the fuck has happened to her feet? And now I feel I'm at an age where I get it. I understand now. All those old women feet that I used to see when I was a kid. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to her? And now I'm like, I understand.
She went through being a woman. I was like, oh, that's what you did. Although my father had horrible feet. And I was like, you have worn comfortable shoes your entire life.
Oh.
What is going on? Towards the end of his life, all he was wearing was Tommy Bowes. 15 Kings loved his Tommy Bowes.
Oh, really?
Oh, Jesus, he would have died in them if he could, but he had the slippers on at that stage.
Okay.
Very comfortable shoes. But
sorry. I don't know how you just slipped that in there. I'm just nodding along.
I was like, why are... I was like, comfortable shoes your entire life, although they weren't of an era that they wore runners. You
right.
know,
because yeah.
I was talking to, I did a thing the other day with Celia Holman Lee, Queen of Limerick,
yeah,
and Vogue, and we were sitting there,
oh,
and
yeah,
taking the piss out of Celia, being like, Celia, come on now, do you own a tracksuit? And she's like, absolutely not. I would never in my entire life put a tracksuit, no gym wear, none of that. She just hates it. She's like, that's one trend. that was never around when I was growing up.
Yes.
And we were like, and how about the runners? She's like, I do have a pair of runners, but obviously they're lifted. Like they've got heels inside the runners. Oh, so is that she's, and she trots around in those things. And she was just like, it just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, like dad, I think towards, he had, they were like mountain boot runners, mm-hmm. but never runner runners. And mom doesn't have runner runners. I'm like, and she always looked dressed up when I was younger. I was okay, going back over yeah. pictures. I'm like, aren't we very lucky to just have some tracksuits? It's a lovely thing.
But they're like, they're probably of the generation that the idea of somebody paying a gym membership to go indoors to walk on a treadmill is fucking bizarro. They're just like, antithesis. What's she doing? I mean, first they have a point, like.
They're totally and utterly right.
Go outside and have a walk. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you can just, right there. It's all free. You're grand. Yeah. You get the open air and aren't you grand?
Yeah. And they'd be like, why would I need shoes for walking? I'm so sure I'm walking all the time.
Yeah. It's just something yeah. that has to. So that was one thing that I'd never kind of, I was like, oh my God, they didn't have tracksuit. Because I'm.
So Celia doesn't, wouldn't exercise.
She walks.
She walks.
But she would walk in, as she said, she was like, I've got very nice sort of soft breathable woolen or cashmere or whatever trousers that she right. wears. They are not tracksuit.
Okay.
And then I made her show me pictures
of what like, the rigouts were.
You look like you're going on the television. Like you look fancier yes. than I am ever going to look. And there you are going on your 5K. I was like, that is, I will never look as fancy as that woman. And then she was obviously giving out about my posture and of dislocated course. My back again as I tried to her sit up there. If anyone's here now, if you're sitting there, if you're in the car.
Yeah.
So the thing is you've got to put your ears over your shoulders.
Okay. So
do it there.
Right.
Like sit back up.
Okay.
Ears over your shoulders.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how we should be standing. How uncomfortable is that? Like we're
that's,
way back.
That's actually, yeah, yeah. You feel like you're really far back.
No, I feel like I'm bending. I'm yeah. the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I'd love to meet her. I'm sure if I met her though, she would hit me a fucking dig just by looking at me, and she'd be well within her rights.
Yeah, but that's what she's there for. That's the purpose in life.
She'd
she's
probably
like,
add like 5 inches to me if she just.
If she was in the UK, she would have had 5 different television shows all about yes, etiquette, and it would have yes. been amazing. It would have been amazing.
Why
doesn't
that happen? It's the whole, she could do the whole show, the whole shebang.
Absolutely, she could do it. Fascinating. I could watch her. She's in her 70s.
Okay.
She's yeah. in her 70s. Where is this? This is a picture of an Irish Country magazine here. Look at her.
Yeah, she is amazing. And didn't she win Miss Ireland?
Unbelievable. No, she was always a model. I don't know if she ever did.
Oh, well, I definitely remember seeing a picture of her modelling. Like in black and white.
Oh yeah.
And she was stunning and the cheekbones were.
She looks unbelievable. So then for 2 days I was like, I'm going to try to be a lady.
Okay.
And then I gave up on that because these days it's getting dark so early and the clocks are going back on Sunday that I'm straight into the pyjamas as soon as I possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, it's
working.
Getting dark now. The clocks are going to go back.
Back. Back. Back. Yeah, the clocks are going back.
Fuck it.
Like when we're going on air at 7. It is pitch black. I'm going to work now. All the stars are out. I'm doing Starlight, Starbright, First IRC tonight when I'm leaving for work in the morning.
Disgusting.
And it's like, oh my God. The EU said they were going to sort this out years ago. Nothing. So what? We had a pandemic, lads. Can we not sort out time?
I've even found it now the last couple of weeks. So I get up at 7:30 every morning.
Jesus.
I know, sorry. But
are they not able? The boys are old enough.
Yeah, but I look, I mean, I'm a comedian. If I don't get up, I'm fucked. Within a week, I'll be getting up just in time for them coming in the door. I couldn't. Jesus. You know how quickly, though, your sleep pattern can get fucked.
Unbelievably, yeah.
No, I get up at 7:30, but like the last 2 weeks, I mean, I get up, but like, it just feels harder.
It
and
is.
That's only 7:30.
But it is harder because yeah. it's just you're looking outside going, here. It's grand in the evenings.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
when you're in the mood and you're like, the house is nice and toasty.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
And you're like, oh, I can snuggle up now earlier than normal. Lovely. But yeah. but the getting up in the morning and the kids, like we're getting to the stage where the Weetabix is going to be going into the microwave in the morning for the hot milk. One thing I did do.
Yes.
over the last couple of weeks is the last time we were here, you were talking about the Airwrap, the Dyson Airwrap.
Yes.
I have learned how to do the Dyson Airwrap over the last few weeks. And I swear, because I've got the stenos in.
Yeah.
One of the extensions here. Stenos. The stenos. And the girls were like...
It sounds funny when it's said in a non-dub accent. I'm only used to hearing it in a...
Say it the way it should be said.
Well, steno. That's me just in my regular... But you mean steno.
That way.
Like people went out with...
I've got me stenos.
I feel like it's... Someone who a mate went out with in like sixth year. No, because Stena said he's getting a car, so it's that kind of name, isn't it?
And he'd have this sort of car where basically he's taken out the back seats, the front seats are pushed back, and he's lying down trying to drive.
God, yeah.
Like that's who Steno is, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a Honda Civic. Yeah.
That's who. Oh, 100%.
No, Stena's getting a tattoo the weekend. Steno.
Mom. In her heart. So the hairdresser's down at the room in Norma Jean, she was like, come here, will you just start? The Dyson would be good for it, to dry the hair.
You know,
they'd be good for them to keep them going a little bit longer.
I'm all ears now.
And I said, do you know what? One day, I'm going to learn how to do this. Mm-hmm. So I wrapped the hair up. I had to go do a few bits. Yeah. You know how I like to do my bits in town?
Yeah.
Went in to do my bits in town and I came home. And the hair seemed, I was like, this seems like the perfect level of dryness now.
Okay.
Took the hair down and I said, I'm going to do it. And I did the Airwrap and it bloody worked. It got caught in the rain twice.
Oh.
And still stayed a bit curly.
Okay.
So 4 sections. I took my time.
4 sections only?
I did it. I only did it in 4 sections. Yeah.
Okay.
Like as in 4 layers. 1, 2, 3, 4 up to the top layer.
Okay.
Because I always have the issue with the double cow's lick.
Mm-hmm.
So is that I look like someone from Dynasty. Like it's so big.
Bouffant,
And I changed the curling one. You know all about this. So the thick barrel, I used the thin barrel at the top.
Yeah.
To make them that little bit shorter. And I just let them sit there for a few minutes so that you look like someone from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, out of the Dyson, just sitting.
Just let it sit there. I didn't pin them up. I didn't do anything. I just let them sit there with a little bit of hairspray in because I was worried I'd have to use the Corral because I was like, these aren't going to stay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to burn the hair with the...
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, it worked. It worked. And I've done it twice since. And I don't know why it worked. Yeah. And I think if I get one of those serums, I think there's a good L'Oreal serum that you... Now, I did put in a L'Oreal serum, actually. And I don't know whether that helped.
Or pee or something.
I don't know. It was some white metal bottle. Detox thing.
Oh, well, I'm going to get my hair cut now next week or two. But not so much length, but I think...
What sort of haircut now?
Layers.
Okay, good. Because I've seen a few mom cuts recently come out of nowhere.
Oh, I did it during lockdown. I'm not fucking going near it again. Look like your man in Shrek. What's his name? Lord
Farquaad.
I'm not a long hair person, but I think if I get a few layers, I think my hair is actually just too heavy.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of all one length. I think it's just too heavy because I actually went to a local hairdresser who I hadn't been to before, but I was like, I was doing a thing. What was I doing? I don't know, some hosting thing, right? And I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna get the curly blow dry. I've got time. I'm gonna, you know, it was kind of a random whatever Wednesday morning. I was like, I bet they have an appointment. Curly blow dry, she'll have me in and out. Lovely job.
How long?
Didn't last only a couple of hours. And now your one was really good because she used product and she, you know, she was getting the tension because we were talking about the fact of when you do it yourself, you can't get the tension. You'd have to take off your head and put it on the kitchen table and do it that way. And she really was giving it because once I saw that bead of sweat forming on her temple, I was like, you're in the zone now. Keep fucking going. I was like, you need to see me crying next, then you know we've enough tension. So she was doing the whole shebang, but it just didn't stay. So I need a few layers, but no bob. I can't do the bob. Yes, it looks... Look.
Oh, so if good on some people. Some of the mom cuts I've seen recently, I'm like, oh my God, no, you look amazing.
You know what you need to ask yourself, and you need to be really honest about this. And I'm never get. I might get a lot, not anytime soon, but in the future, I can imagine myself getting an L lob. What you need to do before you get a bob or something like a very drastic hairdo, you need to be honest with yourself and you need to ask yourself, am I a highly attractive person already? If you look at the people who look great with these bobs, They're fucking rides, aren't they? They're rides from the get-go.
Yes.
They could do any old fucking shite to They could put sun in and on holidays and say, oh, look at me head. I'm like a fucking rusty orange, and they'd look amazing. So it's the rides that are pulling it off. And these are the rides that were, you know, do the boyfriend jeans, you know, like the boyfriend look. Do you remember all that in the big, huge shirt?
Yeah.
And they don't look like a munchkin. These are, you know what I mean?
They
like Vogue has a bob, doesn't she?
Vogue does have a looks amazing.
You amazing. See.
Yeah.
You could do You're a bob like... though, because you've the legs.
They don't counteract everything, Emma.
No, but they don't do counteract a bob. Everything. They do a bob though, honestly. That's... I'm not even making that up.
Well, you see, I normally do try to grow my hair every year and then get it into a bob because I hate it. But this year, Norma Jean was like, I'm not doing it. And that's why the stenos came in.
But how long would you go with the stenos? Would you do them like long? Would you do like Cheryl Cole for Christmas? Cheryl Cole 2010. I would love that.
I have a really long extension thing inside there. A Keira Lambert one. A really long one. That's, hold on.
Did you have it on the magazine cover?
Yes.
Yeah. Gives a go.
And I meant to, and I swear to God,
because that looked highly alluring. I loved that those pictures though.
Yeah, but Emma,
I know you were like, oh my god.
That's how I hang it up.
Well, you'd have to though.
You have to. I have it's like Cousin It lives at the end of my, it's on a hanger. And I have it hanging up to keep it straight.
I'm looking at it go, I feel like I sat behind her in fifth year. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I know it.
I think I've gone, look at the length of it.
Yeah. Would you not though?
I don't know if I've gone too blonde now, because I've changed my hair again.
Yeah, you might have to get a
few bits. Because I've gone very blonde.
Bring it in the
again.
Next time and get a few highlights in it.
Like, I swear to God, it just feels pure. I'm watching a bit of Wagatha at the minute.
Oh yeah, but I haven't even ventured.
And if do you know what? She's just highly like, because I did the Beckhams.
Did you do the Beckhams?
Loved it. It is so highly stage managed.
Yeah,
to within
yeah.
an inch of its life.
Well, look,
and I don't care.
Yeah,
I do
like,
not
let's
care.
Let's be real. They created fucking PR. PR wasn't a thing until they fucking came on board.
Oh my god,
they invented this. What do you think about all the stuff about Rebecca Lewes?
I think she has every right to come out, and because when I was watching it, I obviously went straight onto her Instagram then.
Onto Rebecca's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was she in Finland or something?
Yeah. Living her life.
Yeah, totally living her life.
And I said, I'll just check. And honestly, some of the comments that were underneath her, a video of her doing yoga.
Yes.
Were so disgusting.
Yeah.
And I mean beyond disgusting. Mm-hmm. That my take was, I'm quite surprised that they hadn't reached out to her beforehand.
Yes.
To say, how are you? This is happening.
Yeah.
Let's come to some arrangement.
Yeah. Because I feel like the level that she got was like this side of the world's version of Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you can't, I mean,
that's
American
a really
president,
good comparison.
But, like,
though.
Basically, that the whole thing was, you stupid fucking sluts, was the vibe of the whole thing.
And David's beyond reproach.
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, hold on a second now.
Yeah. Like, I don't like it.
Even though they don't say anything, they don't say it directly and all that kind of stuff. I was just surprised.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Prize for two people, for an industry, an enterprise, and a brand that are so all over everything. And my God, are they likable? I've always really liked her. And I didn't know how I'd feel about him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I always liked her. And she was like, she was always funny. Because even in that old Spice Girls documentary.
Yes.
She actually comes across the best because she's like, she just has a good sense of humour. She doesn't really take it.
No, she doesn't take herself. The Ali G and Michael Parkinson interview, I will always remember watching those and being like, she has got like, I cannot wait for the Spice Girls documentary. It has to be coming.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. Definitely.
I want them in a room. I want to see what dance they're all going to do, because the Islands in the Stream dance is one of the best things I've ever seen. Is everyone going as Posh and Bex to Halloween this weekend, just dancing to Islands in the Stream everywhere they go? Loved it. But oh my God, what I wouldn't give for a Spice Girls documentary. There's a Robbie Williams one coming.
The Robbie Williams one is coming. Yeah, and it's kind of strange to look at him now and think, am I being unkind? I feel like his career has almost taken a bit of a like full stop.
He's doing ads for Felix.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, what? I do think he's got more money than God.
Probably, yeah.
And that he just wants to do stuff. And I'm like, just go back to Take That. Just go back to the boys.
Yeah.
And have a bit of a chum around. Have a bit of a laugh.
I know, yeah. I don't know. I can't. I feel like... I
feel like he needs a hug.
I feel like I can't figure out who he is now or something.
Yeah.
I feel disconnected. Like...
Sorry, you feel disconnected from Robbie Williams?
Robbie, reach out. No, but you know the way when you were growing up, you knew who Robbie Williams was. When he was in Take That, you knew who he was. All through all the various phases of his solo career, you knew who he was.
Even when he did that duet stuff, the stuff with Nicole Kidman, the crooner stuff, I still know who he is.
And with Kylie Minogue and all that, you still knew who he was and what he was selling us and, you know, what the evolved version of him was. I feel like I don't know who he is now, but maybe that's why he does need a documentary then.
It's just interesting because when you get to that level, like could happily, one thing from the Beckhams, you're sitting there going, if this has affected you so much, and my God, do you feel bad for how he was treated. When you find yourself feeling sorry for billionaires, you're like, oh God, human nature is just terrible, and what humans will do to humans. Because when your vitriol is being shouted at you, and Victoria takes it up there, like that sort of stuff being shouted by thousands of people, you're like, on a human level, money doesn't make up for this. But his brain has formed in such a way that he's been famous since he was 16 that he can't really step away from the fame. Like, that is a part of who he is, being a show person. That I just wonder, because like,
or maybe, do you know what, maybe the disconnect for me is now, and I know other people have done this as well, you know, when they have a partner and the partner previously wasn't in the public eye, but now they're like in the public eye because they're their partner. And it kind of feels like you're like, oh, hang on, I don't know your partner.
So that's Ida Field.
Yes. Yeah. So like, say, like, you know, when Madonna was with Guy Ritchie and then they became a power couple, but they were both separate entities in their own right.
Yeah.
Obviously, Victoria and David were both separate stars or whatever.
Yeah. Coming together to create this super.
But now I feel like, in a way, that they're a package. But I'm like, oh, I don't know her though.
No, because she was an American soap star, right? So that was nothing here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have known her. That's when he went over and did the Ego Has Landed stuff.
Right.
And then I suppose she would have been a judge on Simon Cowell stuff. She did that
was
here.
Was she? Okay.
Yeah. She did that here at one
Maybe
stage.
I'm just getting old. Maybe I just fucking... No. Who's this now?
But it's this raft of stuff that's coming out. We've got the Brittany Justin stuff.
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, it's her time to shine. She gets... It's her chance now. Because she never got to say a word. She was so controlled.
No, she's talking about him doing the dirt in her. She's told us... She hasn't told us, but she's told us basically who those various... Well, she's told us at least two of the people that he cheated on her with.
Yeah. She's alluded.
Yes.
She hasn't said.
Yeah, but people just went back and checked dates and whatever.
They went back and checked dates and then all of a sudden stories on the Daily Mail started appearing about these other people as if from nowhere. Yeah, oh, look, we just spotted them out and about. I wonder why they're next to a Britney Spears story.
So, yeah, I have to get her book.
What did she say about being with Colin Farrell was like a brawl. It was like it was so animalistic. It was the only way to describe it was it was a brawl. I just sat there and I went, "Hello, Colin."
Well, Colin, I mean, Colin's been fucking through it.
Woo!
Do you remember when he first came out? Like, he'd be in the interviews with a bottle of beer, smoking.
The one with Jerry Ryan. Oh, remember that one? Iconic interview.
Do you remember the interview where it was like a red carpet or something in America? It was around the Britney time, but I think this was before he'd been... Oh, maybe... I can't remember if it was before or after the Britney thing. But anyway, he's on a red carpet and there's a woman interviewing him. And he says to her, it's fucking horrendous. He goes... Can I kiss you? Do you know that clip?
No.
And he kisses her. Like proper fucking...
Shift.
And he goes like, is that nice? Did you enjoy it? Whatever. And then he says to her, he goes, did you get a little buzz off that? Yeah. Kind of gives her a wink and a fucking... has aged so badly. Like as if he was doing it as if like it was his gift to her. Did you like that, did you?
But he's talked about what he was like back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And but the drugs and the drink and all that kind of stuff.
I was bad though.
And he was built up in that sort of a way. Yeah. It's like, you're this bad boy. This is how bad boys act. Oh, that would have been around phone booth time during that sort of press tour.
Yeah, like there was an air of, the air of him was, if he showed someone his Mickey, he'd reckon he was doing them a favour. Like, do you like that? What you reckons to that?
I love him.
Oh, sorry. Well, I always love him. But that clip, because I remember at the time when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, what a fucking lucky bitch. And then you see it years later. And you just go, oh God, Colin, no. Oh my God, what the fuck? Jesus Christ.
I've always thought like coppers. But that's what he was brought up on.
He was coppers.
He was a Billy Barry kid who ended up doing Riverdance in Doc's nightclub in Limerick, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That clip is legendary. Sorry, he was line dancing. So
yeah.
My mother, I think what would be her favourite thing, not for those reasons, but she, whenever he's on the telly, she's like, doesn't he just speak beautifully? Because, you know, he has 8-syllable words and he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Him on Countdown would be the crossover that would make my mother... like just going off.
Oh,
look at him spelling there now. Loquacious coming out of his arse. That's lovely, Colin. So loquacious. I love it. Oh,
I'd say take it real serious. I'd say he'd do grinds beforehand.
I wonder if he'd be any good. I love a bit of Colin. I love it. I love a bit of Colin.
Well, he went to Castle Knock, didn't he?
Yeah, I was always highly offended when Val Kilmer and Angelina Jolie came over here for the premiere of Alexander.
Oh yeah.
And they went to his mum's house in Castle Knock, which is a really nice... I think it's a big semi-D. Like, you know those houses in Castle Knock that are big semi-Ds.
It's a nice place.
And Val Kilmer is like, he brought us to like this little cottage. How do you live in these houses? I was like, excuse me, Val. He is well heeled and well to do. How dare you?
Jesus, how much is it? Probably nearly half a mil of a house. No more.
Well, back then that would be way more than that. Do you know what I mean? Proper Castle Knock house. That's just it.
Yeah.
So all the celeb stuff going on. There was one other celeb thing that was going on. We've got the
Beckham's,
the Beckham's, the Wagatha, the Brittany, the
Robbie.
The Robbie. I thought there was one other thing that I wanted to mention because it's been just...
Well, I've been watching Big Brother, you see.
Come here, because I'm always in bed.
Yeah.
Does it have old... Because I know Alan's watching it and he's like, there's some old school vibes.
Yes! He's 100% right.
So when we all loved Big Brother.
Yes.
The great days of Anna Nolan and Brian Dowling.
Yes, very much so.
And Tom. We always forget Tom from series one. Tom.
What a mercy. Tom with a booner. I hardly remember it.
You went to sleep with it on E4, didn't you? In the background.
Oh my God. Went to sleep with it on E4. I was obsessed. E4. I was like, I think, was it probably doing like junior cert or something? One of the series anyway. I was like, no, I'm going to start studying now. I was like, I'll just check. I'll just put on E4 just for a couple of minutes. Like,
just okay. See if they're sleeping okay.
I know. You're just listening to birds chirp. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is ruining my life. It's definitely, because I kind of got law. I think maybe a lot of people, maybe in Ireland when it was on Channel 5 and stuff, I kind of started losing the run of it. And then I didn't see every celebrity one. But I thought for a while there, I was like, oh, we can only do celebrity versions. We can't go back to the regular Housemates. But no, it is very good. And you know what? I totally get what Alan's saying about like old school Big Brother vibes. I think it's because of the casting. The casting is old school.
They put like into it.
Yeah, it's classic Big Brother characters that they put into the house. So I'm like thoroughly enjoying it.
Because I think that's because obviously we're so attuned to reality TV now and the tropes and everything. That I was watching Grier and Thrall.
Oh yeah.
Which was the Irish, go and learn Irish and see if you're going to date thing. Which I actually thought was really nice because they had an activity to do. Whereas I just don't get Love Island, the sitting around doing nothing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
Whereas in Big Brother, they were always cleaning. Like they were doing stuff in Big Brother. Like they had
to get their shopping every week like everyone else.
Yeah. So he was just really, he was just like, they've gone out there. Not everyone looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're all individuals.
Yes.
And that the casting people worked really hard to find people who just aren't in it for fame.
Yes. That's so a few of them have been on things, like one of the women was on Deal or No Deal.
Aye.
You know, that kind of thing. Okay. But like not much. I think only two of the Housemates I've seen online have like, oh, you thought you recognised her when it was from this, but like not much.
Because if you live in the UK now, I'm not too sure about the Northern Irish people, but like everyone's been on The Chase now, right? It's part of their citizenship.
Well, like my dad is watching fucking 8 episodes of that a day.
Easily. And you're there now. I was watching it one night and it's the big chase, the one where it's on at nighttime.
Oh yeah.
Beat the Chaser.
Oh yes.
And someone came out and next thing Paul Singer is kind of like, oh, Darren, Season 2, episode 15. How are you doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, so you've gone through every single person in England that you're going back to the start again. Because it's like everyone has been on the show. Like Bradley is just sitting there going, are we still doing this show?
Anytime my dad is in the house and he babysits for us, very grateful. But I'll come back, doesn't matter what day, what time. I just hear that fucking music blaring as I put the key in the door. I like you watching The Chase again.
God bless you, Virgin Media, for always having a channel. It's just The Chase channel, Virgin Media. You're just like,
it's Friday night, 12 o'clock, watching The Chase. Just get a bit of The Chase in, are you? And my brothers have said they haven't actually done one in a while, but there's been some, pub quizzes or whatever. And I had this idea as a kid that he'd be really good at pub quizzes. They're like, he's fucking shy. They're like, he can't remember anyone's name. He's no interest in sport. He's no interest in pop culture.
Why did you think
I don't know, because he loves quizzes. So I thought, like, if you did a quiz on, like, American Civil War or, Irish history, but, like, gaping gaps. You know what I mean?
So gaps. He needs to text you to go, what video did Victoria wear the leather spandex for the Spice Girls?
Oh, speaking of,
what?
Silver trousers. Loved them.
The silver, did you see loved the silver them. Trousers? Guys, I bought a pair of silver trousers. I was on holidays with the girls in Spain. And it was like their Paddy's Day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But their Paddy's Day is just lots of what sounds like bombs going off. It's like cannons being fired. And we met a couple of people from Northern Ireland over there, and they were like, this is very traumatic for me. Like, I'm hitting the deck every single time that I hear this. I was like, lads, stop. And they're like, no. First time we heard it, we were like, what's going on? So it was bonkers over there. But I managed to spot a pair of, I've been stalking silver trousers for a year, going, I am not cool enough. And I said, fuck it, I actually don't care. So I bought the silver trousers and I love them. I'm like a tinfoil turkey.
Yeah, love them. Because I think if you wear like a silver top and silver shoes, like that's a different thing.
Well, that's what I'm going to do for Halloween, because I'm going to be Babylon Zoo, like a tribute act to Babylon Zoo. Oh, yeah. It's a very Babylon Zoo.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating?
Going trick-or-treating. We're going to be in, I'm going to be in Cork.
Yeah.
For Halloween. We're doing the show in Cork.
Oh, yeah.
Ireland AM is moving to Cork next Wednesday. So we're going down on Tuesday. So I'll be trick-or-treating around Cork if anyone's around.
So just for the one day?
Just for the one day. Just for
like
the one day.
And like, you're from Limerick. How come your Cork accent is so bad? What's that all about?
It's like they're different counties or something.
It's close, isn't it?
What's, give me your Kildare accent.
Can't,
or can't. Your Wicklow accent.
Wicklow, no.
You gig in Bray a lot.
I know, but I'm crap at Irish accents. I nearly do English accents better. All I can do, if you're in Wexford, you just say quar a lot of the time. Quar hard, quar slow. I don't know. I don't know. And even in Wexford,
you should have seen the face that her face made trying to say quar.
I can't do places that are too. No, just move on.
Can you do an English?
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Can you do an English? A Scottish?
I could do. I could get into the zone. I could do. Could do Gail Platt from Coronation Street, circa what year would it have been? 2008.
Okay, give us a Gail Platt.
It only takes one time, Sarah Lou. So that's when Sarah Lou tells us that she had sex, but they only had sex one time. You know, she's pregnant with our Bethany.
Are you gonna give us the Gail Platt? Oh, sorry, was that? Oh, I'm sorry. That was so
No, I can't do accents. But if anyone is casting anything, I can.
She can do everything. Yeah, it's very hard to do. I like listening.
I can
listening.
Swim. I can do everything. She can swim. Anything you want me to do. Yeah. I can swim while pretending I'm from Liverpool. Calm down. Calm down. Look at me making. I'm here making swimming actions. I'm drowning.
It's like Colleen Rooney is in the room.
I'm drowning.
It's amazing.
I can't. Or, oh, Newcastle. I can't swim. That's what you'd say, isn't it? Okay. I feel like I'm fucking having an episode. Go on, you have a Zoom soon, don't you? Move on.
Oh my God. Yes, we're going to move on for the final time, because this is the last episode.
It's the last one ever. Lap it up. It's been a year. I didn't think we'd get a year.
Yeah, you didn't think we'd get a year.
Well, no, I don't think you did either.
I don't know. I never really thought about it, actually. I was like, let's do it, see what happens.
So this is the last episode. But we wanted to say
you've been lovely.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Yeah. Thanks a mil.
It's amazingly, us talking shit is a lot of work.
I know. Yeah.
It's a lot of work. And time and tide wait for no man.
Yeah. You know, just saying see you later.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
And thank you for the messages going, where the hell are you, by the way? We were just kind of trying to work it out. And genuinely, the last few weeks, we were like, okay, we can't meet this week. We can't meet that week.
Yeah.
It's busy. Emma's busy, guys. I've learned how to use the Dyson Airwrap. Emma's very busy. She has actual things going on.
I did a dental checkup today. But yeah, that's it. So thanks for listening. And just so you know, it's not goodbye. See you around. We'll catch us again.
She's everywhere. You're going to see her everywhere in the next few weeks.
On the telly every day.
I'm there every 4 weeks. It has been a pleasure.
Pleasure.
And if we can move you towards some other fabulous podcasts, the lovely I'm Grandmam people.
Yeah, Voga Joanne. I was really going to say, I'm not going to direct anyone to anyone else's, but yeah.
Ah, Kevin and PJ.
Yeah, yeah.
I love them. Voga Joanne. There you go.
I know, yeah.
But the Queens.
People know all the podcasts that are there.
Yeah, I don't think Mook and Joanne need any help.
Yeah, come on. Remember we gave you the plug, lads. Remember we did that for you. Yeah, so look, have a good Halloween.
Mind yourselves and keep your animals indoors. I've been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been everyone.
And this was for the very final time.
And another thing.
Well done, well done.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.